This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. It is The Bigger Picture and it's Mira Sivasodhi. Most pet owners don't make it a point to check their pet's oral health. When was the last time you actually checked whether your cat or your dog's oral hygiene was actually in good condition? However, it is estimated that over 80% of dogs alone have significant oral pathology, and there is plenty of many pet owners can do to prevent oral hygiene problems before it's too late. Dr. Siva Gurunathan, a practicing vet and the vice president of the Malaysian Animal Welfare Foundation, he joins me to help us recognize the signs of poor oral hygiene in our pets. Welcome to the show, Dr. Siva.
Thank you.
Dr. Siva, would you say veterinary dentistry is something that's relatively new, or has it been something that's been around for a long time?
It has been there for more than 40 years, really, I think.
Right.
More than 40 or 50 years, because I think they really copied what was going on with the humans and they came back to animals. Mm-hmm. But what is most important is, I think, the oral cavity is the entry point for food or any other activities through the mouth. So if the oral cavity is not looked after, then automatically a fair amount of digestion, because of poor mastication and chewing, a fair bit of food is not digested properly because it's swallowed in.
Right.
And it goes in and then it has to start off all the work in the stomach.
If you look at my beagle, all she does is swallow.
Swallow.
They're hardly chewing, especially they're eating kibbles now.
Yes, yes.
They're no longer eating real
meat. Yes,
you know? Has that contributed in a way to their deteriorating oral health?
I think when you give soft and mushy food, you are looking for more trouble in the oral cavity, because what happens is food just goes and gets stuck between the teeth and the gums.
Mm-hmm.
And then as if it's not cleaned off regularly, brushed off or cleaned off regularly, what happens is the food stays on, the bacteria grows, everything grows,
right.
And then you get gingivitis, marginal gingivitis. Usually it is said that more than 80% of dogs and cats, in fact cats are more, after 2 years of age,
mm-hmm.
they tend to develop
Gingivitis, which is gum disease?
Gum disease.
Okay.
And gingivitis, there are various types of gingivitis. Mild, which is easily seen at that 2 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
And by 4 years, it will become severe.
Right.
And that the gums starts bleeding, and the stutter and the spasm sometimes between the gums, because packets starts forming between
mm-hmm.
the gums and the thing. And then they get into periodontal disease.
Right.
That the later stages, where the tooth gets loosened in the socket because the infection has moved to the roots. And this becomes very, very painful. The animal might not even eat its food.
Just before we go there, let's just move on to or go back to when dogs lived in the wild. Who looked after their oral health then?
I think they were not eating that much of food as what we are giving our dogs now. Probably they might have eaten probably twice or three times a week.
Right.
And they usually tear, pull, drag. So there's a fair amount of work done in their jaw. So automatically the teeth is kept clean.
Right. And they eat, I suppose, a variety
of
things.
And bones and mm-hmm. cleans up and chews. They know what to do.
That's right. Unlike today.
Unlike today. You're helpless.
Is poor oral health only common in older dogs? I mean, based on your practice, do you see them all coming in at
no,
an older age?
No. In fact, older dogs is an aging disease. We have to respect that. But usually it is the brachycephalous dogs, the ones that are snub nose, like Pekingese, Shih Tzus, Boxers, Bulldogs, which has got a snubby looking face,
right.
which is tucked in. Here the lower jaw tends to be either overshot or undershot. That means it can be longer or shorter.
Mm-hmm.
There's no alignment problem. The total misalignment
right.
there. The food doesn't get easily chewed properly mm-hmm. and they get stuck into the gums.
And also there's an uneven
wearing
out of teeth.
Yes, yes. And yeah. furthermore, because of the smaller jaw and lots of teeth, food particle stays on long, and that causes. Brachycephalous dogs are the biggest, one of the biggest problems we face, other than age.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is snub-nosed cats. Persians, chinchillas, British, and exotic short hairs. And there are other special breeds like Abyssinians or Somali. All cause, they have a greater tendency of having oral diseases.
Okay, right. And how would you know that your pet, a dog or a cat, actually has some kind of an oral problem? I mean, is it just based on bad breath? And sometimes halitosis, it's just normal for any particular dog. So how do you tell it's actually a problem?
Halitosis is not normal. you can't live with it.
It is hard.
You know, now we know animals are part and parcel of the family. They're members of the family. They are kept indoors. They stay on your lap. They might sleep beside you.
Yeah.
There's lots of things. It's hard to live with that smell. And halitosis can easily create a lot more bacterial infection.
Yes. Does it necessarily always mean it's a bacterial infection?
Bacterial infection.
Okay.
Tremendous. Millions of bacteria, both gram-positive, gram-negative, resistant bacteria. Everything starts off there. And even sometime viral infections mm-hmm. also sets in the mouth. And what happens is, as they swallow the food, everything goes in and it gets into the stomach and then gets into the bloodstream, causes endocarditis, heart problems, liver problems. We have talked about liver, mm-hmm. kidney problems, pancreatitis, which is so very common these days. It's all because of poor feeding. I mean, poor oral cavity
health. Okay.
And it goes in the whole systemic and then causes a hell of a lot of problems. In fact, that animal basically goes, if you look at a bad kidney case, if you look at the mouth, you could simply correlate this story.
Right, there. Okay. Right. So one look at the mouth, you can tell.
Yes, yes.
When do we start paying attention or, you know, start coming to the vet to get, you know, the whole oral health going? Is there a particular age or from the time they're born?
I think, in fact, most of my clients don't forget about coming for vaccines and the routines, but they totally overlook that. So it's the vet who should be guiding the clients when to start. I would say we have two sets of teeth in our life. One is a temporary tooth or the deciduous tooth. The other one is a permanent tooth that comes in at the age of 6 months. Starts growing at the age of about 5 to 6 months. Usually the deciduous tooth has to fall off by 5 months, five and a half months.
And this is both from dogs and cats?
Both dogs and cats. And if it doesn't fall off, then they're occupying space. Mm-hmm. The permanent tooth doesn't come out. So that's the time. I think that's the first time you must take it for a dental checkup, because mm-hmm. then the vet will check it up and see if there's any extra tooth, he'll be able to remove it. Usually the removal is done under simple anesthetic. It's not too difficult. Mm-hmm. And the extra tooth is pulled out, giving room for the permanent tooth to fill in, right? So there's no misalignment. So the digestion will be perfect.
Okay.
That's worse. Secondly, I think we'll start it off when it's about 1.5 years old. That's a time when all sorts of food is given and definitely needs more care. And after that, it'll be yearly. Every year when they come in, that's our normal practice. It's preventive health care. Mm-hmm. And education, preventive health care and addiction. If you miss the first year, second year, you have to keep on talking to them. And then they'll agree. They'll agree.
What does it entail when you bring in your dog for a dental checkup? Does it necessarily have to be trained? What's the animal version of a dentist?
Of a dentist, we study a fair amount of dentistry.
Okay.
And we do basically follow the principles of dentistry. So when an animal comes in, we have got our apparatus where we check the tooth to see the depth of the packets around the mouth and whether it's stomatitis or whether it's just gingivitis and then leading to periodontal diseases, just to get onto it. And once we know it is the first stage, second stage and third stage, you know where to start and how to end up with. And usually it's a general anesthetic.
Right. That's all
which is given first, and then after that, followed up with what they call it, cleaning. We have an ultrasonic cleanser, which just works on the tooth and cleans up the gums and teeth and polishes the teeth after that. And then if there's any depth, if there's erosion of the gums, then automatically the tooth has to be removed, because then the roots are being exposed. Animals don't explain pain.
No.
But that's where we have to pick it up.
Right. And when, how will I know as the pet owner, how will I be able to tell whether the pet's oral hygiene is satisfactory? Is it just by, you know, the smell, or when you have yellow or brown buildup on the teeth, are those symptoms?
These are symptoms that says that the animal is not in good health in the oral cavity and needs help. But I think more than anything, more than anything else, the gums should be shiny. I mean, the teeth should be shiny, the gums should be pink, mm-hmm. or slightly pigmented sometimes. And you can easily see the tooth is firmly placed into the socket, and there'll be no bleeding or any exudates seen in the mouth. Mm-hmm. And halitosis is one of the first signs of decomposition okay. of food in the mouth. So if that is there, then you know you're in a bad shape with the dog.
So first step, 6 months of age to have an initial check, after which at 1 year?
One and a half years or 2 years.
And then every year after?
Every year after that.
Okay, and I think then you should be okay. But when we come back, we'll find out whether dental treats actually work. And if you have a question for Dr. Siva on your pet's oral health, send us a text message. The number is 016-201-9000 or tweet BFM Radio.
You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. It is The Bigger Picture and it's Meera Sivasodhi. Dr. Siva Gurunathan, practicing vet and vice president of the Malaysian Animal Welfare Foundation, with me. We're discussing your pet's oral health. We're focusing on cats and dogs. If you have a question, well, send us a text message. The number is 016-201-9000 or tweet BFM Radio. You know, Dr. Siva, just before we left, we were talking about, you know, how many times to visit the vet, you know, in the course of your dog's life and things like that. But do dental treats really work? And we see them all over the place. How much do they really help?
I think dental treats works to a point, but I think most of them cause a lot more trouble, because if it's leather hides and all these things, it doesn't do much work to the much removal of the tartar in the mouth. But even gingivitis is not controlled. But what happens is when they are swallowed in, then it becomes a problem to the pancreas. They get pancreatitis because these products cannot be digested. Mm-hmm. So they stay on and cause more problems for the animal. I would rather prefer food in form of treats like TD, or there are specially fibered different, that in different angles, the food is fibered together. And while they crush under the teeth, it cleans the teeth. And that is much more appropriate food to be given for cats and dogs. And we have also treats, oral treats, which is now being sold, which is, I think, is quite good because it doesn't cause any form of indigestion later once they take it. It can be given as a full meal, or it can be given as partial. But after all dental cleaning, dental scaling, one ought to definitely use a brush to brush the teeth.
So I have to brush my dog's teeth?
Yes, I think so.
How do you do that?
I think it's just using in one of your fingers and then
wiping it
and just working it very gently. Once you get used to it, and then a treat after that, automatically it works well. It works well. And it's also, I think my nurses in my hospital do it very well. They also hold a cat in the upside down and then slowly, gently brush the teeth.
Right. It doesn't take very long, does it?
It doesn't take. It's just a matter of a few minutes and then you get it cleaned up.
How often should I be, you know?
I think once a day or twice a day if you have the time, but if once a day is good enough.
I had no idea.
Yeah,
that all this, you know, had to be done.
Yes.
But when you, there's a difference between tartar and plaque.
Yes.
You just want to go through that with me, or is it exactly the same as the human plaque and tartar?
Plaque is a sticky stuff that sticks onto the teeth that gradually accumulates and becomes hardened up. And it gets sometimes calcified and then becomes tartar. Mm-hmm. It's at the base of the tooth and the...
Just by the gum.
Just by the gums. And what happens is, this tartar, when it stays on, it stays too long and gets firmly attached to the gums. Mm-hmm. And then bacteria starts working on it and gets into the cavity. It forms packets. These packets where the food gets filled in, and the bacteria grows on it, thrives on it. And that's how you get all these problems with the periodontal diseases.
Right. B has actually texted me and he says, I have two dogs. Both dogs' teeth have signs of tooth decay. They are fed kibbles. Why are why is it their teeth is decaying?
Decaying is because of food left behind in the mouth. Most probably, I think they should take it to a veterinarian and ask him to have a look at the tooth and see whether what's the damage. Now, if it's the infection has been consistent for a long period of time and that animal has not gone through any sort of a dental scaling, dental scaling breaks off the infection and breaks off the tartar and in fact cleans the teeth and also clears up the packets. So it's a very nice, powerful, small tool that is used in the hands and done very well, very, very fast. Within 25 minutes, you can get the whole jaw cleaned up.
Okay. Under local anesthetic.
Under anesthetic.
Right.
Under
local
anesthetic. No. General GA. Okay. It is safe. Now we have got very good anesthetics that can be easily managed. And if a dog is really old and having problems, you suspect of having other organic problems, then a blood screening is necessary.
Okay. Another question here. My 2-year-old flat-faced cat has bad breath.
Yes.
How much does it cost to treat it? What are the steps that, you know, I can take on my own to keep its dental problems in check?
I think you have to first get on to your vet and get it checked up first, whether it needs dental scaling and cleaning or polishing. And if it's really bad, then I think it's the various rates that they have for various procedures. So I think it's very difficult to talk about rates over the phone. But I think let your vet make a decision and let you know. But I think if it's a snub-nosed cat, it must be done every year. Dental scaling.
So the snub-nosed cat, as you mentioned are more prone to...
More prone for this oral infection.
Sure. Our pets will experience some kind of oral pain when there is, in fact, infection.
Obviously, I think this is why the animal is not able to express itself, but I think it'll push his food away sometimes. It doesn't look at the food. And there's a lot of salivation in the mouth. It doesn't close the jaw. Sometimes it keeps it half open because of the pain that it entails when it closes its gums, closes its teeth together. It is a very painful procedure for an animal.
Mm-hmm. Any signs, as usual, they push away their food?
Push away the food, they drool, and then the gums might be bleeding, and then the gums can be inflamed, very inflamed. And sometimes even you can see the tartar and the plug being attached to the tooth and infection, smell. And the beautiful thing is a smell that will straight away tell you there's a big problem.
Something
there.
Is not right. You mentioned earlier there are adverse effects of poor oral hygiene on the pets. For an example, it can lead to kidney problems, liver problems, right?
Yeah.
But is that the same for the cats and the dogs?
Both the same.
Okay.
In fact, the cats have more problems than the dog.
Is there a reason for
that? Yes. I think it's because of the viral infections, the immune deficiency viruses. And then they have two extra other problems that they have, what we call it as gingivitis. They have periodontal diseases.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have stomatitis. Stomatitis is a very, very recent issue that when you recognize this problem, you'll find that the whole oral cavity is inflamed. And the disease is known as lymphocytic, plasmocytic, gingivitis, and stomatitis complex. This is a whole lot of the description teaches, tells you the whole mouth is inflamed. So what happens is for this sort of cases, the animal is not able to eat his food or swallow his food. We have to put him under anesthetic, clean his teeth up, and probably we have done this quite many times, all the molars and the premolars has to be pulled out because they are so badly infected. All has to be pulled off and sold up. And within another week or two, the cat lives a normal life without any pain. He eats his food.
Okay.
So it has lost all its molars and premolars. The cheek teeth is all been pulled out.
But does that affect
the
cat?
No, it doesn't affect.
Way?
That's the only way to keep it going. Otherwise, you're going to see the vet more and more with antibiotics. Then you have to cover up the antibiotics and also put him on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
That is one type. Then the other one is feline onto odontos. Clastic reabsorptive lesions. This is another big disease seen in both young and the old cats. You see sometimes the tooth has got a small caries, and then in this the osteoclastic cells settles in it, mm-hmm. and slowly dissolves the tooth. And in the process of 6 to 8 months, the tooth gets completely eroded away, the root is left inside, and the gums closes over.
Right.
And this, you don't recognize it until the cat is not able to eat or bite his food. Mm-hmm. Then it's brought in. We used to take dental x-rays. We have beautiful dental x-rays now, where you can take all the jaws. It should be done. A dental x-ray is necessary to see the roots are in good shape. Mm-hmm. And then you take an x-ray and then identify the problem and remove the root or the...
Which sits below the gums.
Sits below the gums. And automatically the animal tends to recover after
have
that.
Have you come up with root canals and bridges? And
We have filled in.
Like we have?
We do filling up. But root canal therapy and all these things we have not done yet.
Okay. Not as yet.
Not yet.
Possibly in the future.
Possibly in the future, yes.
Yeah. Earlier on, you also said something about general anesthesia and how it is relatively safe now.
Yes.
But what if your dog or cat is much older? I mean, what are the risks
we
involved?
We do anesthetize an animal as late as 20 years or 18 years. They go down well and they come off well. There's very safe anesthetics these days. Nothing much to worry about. But you have to be careful enough to give the anesthetic because if an animal has got risk factors, then automatically you have to do a thorough blood screening and x-rays of the chest and see that it's not running into any poor lung condition, heart condition or any other organic diseases. And you can slowly put him under anesthetic and pull him out. Sometimes you can even guess them down.
Right.
And then do the dental scaling and get them out.
Right.
Yes.
So it can be done.
Can be done.
How important is food in maintaining good oral hygiene?
I think food plays a major part, just like us. If you don't have, if you have mashy and soft food, automatically like rice and meat, you are bound to have more oral cavity infections. Mm-hmm. If it's kibbles and all these things, you have lesser chances of sticking onto the... Nowadays, kibbles are made in such a way that they don't stick too much in the teeth,
right.
It comes out. And with a bit of dental brushing daily, you're already clearing up the mess there. And I think this is all part and parcel of...
I've got to go home now and start brushing her teeth.
I know.
What if, someone listening to us right now actually become terribly obsessed with this whole idea of, brushing teeth? Can excess toothbrushing result in a reduction of healthy bacteria in the pet's mouth?
Yeah, sure. Because all the time you're pushing it out, cleaning up the space in between the teeth and all these things. The gums are made... in fact, once you start massaging the gums, blood supply comes in and cleans up the area.
Okay. But if you do too much of it?
I don't think so. Once a day is too much. If you have the time to do once a day, you've done well with your cat or dog.
Exactly. And yes. What if, now I go back and my little one, Missy is her name, she doesn't want to allow me to brush her teeth. Then what do I do?
You have to start off slowly. Start off slowly with a bit of thing. Take a bit of cloth in your finger and start rubbing the gums and the teeth and then gradually taking a brush. And then after that, a treat comes by.
Mm.
And that's what they wait for.
Okay.
So they associate the treat with the brushing. And
sure.
So it all becomes fun.
All right. It's always got to do with bribing some way or another.
Thank you.
Will brushing your pet's teeth significantly increase its life expectancy?
Sure.
It will?
It will. That's why we are now heading on quite close to an average about 20-30% of my dogs are coming close to about 15 years above. So that's the dogs and cats. So that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing all the organic diseases these days. Every day we are seeing cases that comes in for some management of this kind. But I think it's the oral cavity that plays a major portion for the organs to live quite
we
healthy.
We rarely think about that, don't we?
I think so. But I think it's a big issue today.
Yeah, but it's very hard to measure, isn't it?
You can't measure, but I think that's a starting point of all infections.
Your final message on your pet's oral health?
I think it's just to keep your pet going healthy is to keep, you should be able to closely sit with it. Associate yourself without getting the order of the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And feed it with the right food. Give some treats that will be able to clean up the teeth. And try not to get into any, if you are giving any soft food, brush your teeth of the cat and dog daily, at least once a day. If you can't do it all, three or four times a week.
Right.
But at least some cleaning is necessary.
Of course.
Okay.
I'm going home to do right then.
Yes.
Thank you very much for joining me.
Dr.
Siva Gurunathan, practicing veterinarian and vice president of the Malaysian Animal Welfare Foundation, on your pet's oral health on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.